Welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. All right, everybody, welcome again. Thanks for tuning in. Let's jump right into it. Today's episode is going to be a little short because it's really news-oriented versus strategy-oriented. So as always, we'll start off with our question. The question comes from Dave. Dave from New Hampshire. His question is, looking for some honest insight as to what my Google Ads budget should be. Now, Dave, if you're listening, I know I've already responded to you via email, but I thought it was a great question, so I wanted to basically answer it on air as well. Guys, remember, Google Ads is essentially a bidding war, okay? So if you're in a low population area, you have very little competition, then you can pretty much get away with a fairly low budget, you know, $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 or whatnot. However, if you're in a large metropolitan area, you have a lot of competition. More importantly, your competition is spending a lot on ads. Even more importantly, your competition is spending a lot on their max cost per click. Then essentially you have to pay to play, right? Google's going to give them, you know, a higher rank than yours because, quite frankly, they're paying more. So, you know, there you could be spending $15,000, $20,000 a month even. So it really all depends. Another way to look at it is the strategy that you're implementing. So if you're going after targeted keywords and being very, very specific, very few people search that way. You know, for example, if somebody typed in bed bugs, you know, are they looking for bed bug services or are they looking for pictures of bed bugs for a project? You know, we don't really know. So are you going to spend a lot of money on that? Are you willing to lose money on those potential bad clicks for the good clicks? So depending on what strategy you implement, you know, that really affects your budget as well. Okay, so I hope that answered your question. I know it's a little vague, but really budget is one of those things that you just kind of want to just go in with something that you're comfortable with and then look at the data and then make changes accordingly. All right, if you are running Google Ads, you probably received a message about broad match modifiers. This is kind of a big deal. So if you are running Google Ads, be sure to pay attention because you want to make sure you are ready for these changes. So I believe Google is officially phasing into this new keyword strategy on February 18th. Don't quote me on that. I think that's what I read. Either way, it's something that Google is going to be implementing very soon. So first, let's make sure we understand what broad match modify is currently, okay? So I believe we did an episode, one of our very first episodes about broad match modifiers and just keyword match types in general. So if you want a refresher, feel free to go back to that one. But essentially, broad match modifiers are broad keywords where you're able to add a modifier. And a modifier, the syntax is essentially a plus sign in front of that word. So for example, if you had plus pest plus control and then near me, the word pest and the word control has to be in the search term, but near me could be sort of a variant of that. You know, it could be around me or nearby or something like that. But the word pest and the word control had to be in there. Also, broad match modifier is nice because, or at least it was nice, because essentially any keywords before or after or even in between is fair game. So using the same example, plus pest plus control near me, somebody could type in, I'm looking for pest control services around this zip code. You could still show up. Or I'm looking for someone to control my pest problem, right? It's you could possibly still show up there as well. It's nice because you were able to really have a tight leash on Google, but not too tight. So that's what broad match modifier was. Now what Google is saying is that broad match modify is going to be transitioning to phrase match. And they're making some changes with phrase match as well. So let's first understand what phrase match was before this change, okay? So phrase match, essentially the syntax for that is everything's in quotations. So if it's pest control near me, it basically had to be pest control near me in that order, nothing in between, with some close variants, obviously. But anything before or after is fair game. Now, what Google is saying is that There will be no more broad match modify. Okay, make sure you understand that. No more broad match modify. The plus sign is not going to be relevant anymore. And phrase match is going to be updated to act like broad match modify. So before, pest control near me, phrase match means anything before or anything after is fair game. Now, also anything in between is also fair game. And it seems like Google's been given a lot of lax in terms of which keywords are quote unquote the modifier and which one's not. You know, that's still something that remains to be seen. So I hope that makes sense. It's very, very important. What should you do now? Should you go back and change all your keywords? No, the answer is no. So Google is sort of grandfathering in, broad match modify keywords that you already have, and it's going to act as phrase and you're good. You don't need to change anything there. If you change it, you're going to lose all your data before. So if anything, maybe add it, but I wouldn't really touch it. Anything moving forward, okay, any keywords you add now moving forward, any new campaigns that you start, any new ad groups that you start, be sure to keep them as phrase match and not broad match modify. All right, that's it. Told you it was short and sweet. Hope you got a lot out of it. As always, I'm Andy Patel. You can message me on Facebook or Instagram at PCIM Podcast, or you can email me through my website, PCIMpodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks a lot.